This goes to Dr. Sean, S-H-A-U-N, Moon, M like Mary, O-O, N like November, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Elaine Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth 9/20/1949. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Thomas with hyponatremia, SIADH, and orthostatic hypotension. Her last visit was April 29th of this year. She has seen a urologist for her right lower quadrant and right flank pain that's been progressively getting worse. She reports that she recently got a referral to Ann Arbor, University of Michigan Urology Department, within the last week. And she was in the Midland emergency room with the abdominal pain over the weekend. CAT scan was negative. It showed the persistent mild right hydronephrosis and there were no indications for admission, but they did agree that she should see a urologist for further evaluation and management, even though the pain is not usual for the mild hydronephrosis that she has on CT scan. Her sodium levels are ranging between 130 and 137 when checked. Many times they've been normal when we've seen labs. And she also does go to Ann Arbor for her pituitary adenoma, which is also stable. Review of systems is otherwise negative. Medications, since her last visit, she was started on pravastatin 20 milligram daily. Other medications are unchanged. She was using Norco for pain, but she does not like the strong narcotic effect that she's experiencing, so she is not using that on a regular basis. Physical exam, weight 156 pounds. Pulse is 92, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no flank pain, no pain in the abdomen to palpation, and no edema. In labs, most recent lab studies that we have were done September 16th of 2024, sodium was 137, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 31, calcium 10, creatinine 0.69. She did have a lab in the ER, and the sodium was 131 on 10/26. Otherwise, labs were within the normal range. Assessment and plan, persistent hyponatremia, currently stable. 2, SIADH, 3, orthostatic hypotension, and she's being followed by Ann Arbor for that, and 4, persistent right lower quadrant and right flank pain, being referred to Ann Arbor University of Michigan Urology as soon as possible to manage that severe pain. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 9 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.